Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam, Klal Nun, Simon Vav. Now, the Chayyadam said over here this idea of Baruch Achaz Mein Gimel, it's a potential deraisa, but possibly it's the Rabbanon. So, in the case of a Suffolk, we are in a little bit of a quandary. We can't say it's just Suffolk, the Rabbanon, the Kula, Suffolk, Baruch is the Hakel, because maybe it's a deraisa. We can't make a Baruch, like by benching, because maybe it's a Rabbanon. So he suggests that a person try to find some solution of eating some more and drinking some more to bring himself to a chiyuv and then say the bracha and be yotzei. Another option, of course, would be if there's somebody there who can be mitzi him, so the person can be mitzi him, and the chayyadim will talk about that more in a moment. Now, the chayyadim now adds, this is only true if you're dealing with a deraisa. So we know that to be chayyav deraisa in benching, it's only if a person ate a shir sviya, v'chalta v'saboto. So similarly, he says that to be chayav a bracha achrena, of bracha achaz ben gimel, deraisa, according to the opinions that it's deraisa, it's only if a person ate a shir sviya. So a person ate a shir sviya of the peiros, so now that's a chayav deraisa. The Chazon Ish understands the shir sviya of peiros doesn't mean that you have to be totally full. So for bread, which is the mainstay of life, v'chalta v'saboto would mean that a person is full. The Torah never meant that you're supposed to fill yourself up from peiros. The Torah understands that people generally eat bread, but if a person would eat the amount of peiros that a person would consider that he's eaten his fill of peiros, even though he's not full, right? So a person might eat some bread, and he might have three or four or five dates, nice-sized dates, and say, wow, that's a lot of dates. And then there, the Chazon Ish feels that it might be considered that this din of Sviya. So that's debatable, not very clear in the Poskim on that point. Now, the Shir Sviya for drinking, the Chayyadam Anish Zadam says, is drinking a Revius. That's considered the purpose of Sviya for Shtiya, which is different than eating, which you have to be full. Drinking, you don't fill yourself up, your stomach up from drinking. Pashas, we would have understood it means you're not thirsty anymore. The Chayyadam says no, that even drinking Revius is considered some level of Sviya for drinking. The last point on this idea of Sviya, that Menir Lidavka Kajakal Kse Sviya, those have something to rise. So if those of you who have a Chayyadam with the Piskim Shabura, that so he says that this does not apply to all scenarios of Baruch Achaz Mein Gimel. So we're making it on drinking, so that we said is going to be Revius, drinking wine or grape juice. Eating peiros, again, there's a shir sviya for that. Now, when you come to Olam Michya, so there are two types of Michya. There is what's known as Maisa Kedera, that's cooked mizernis, so that your pasta and your farina, oatmeal, those type of things. So then the person could be surveyor from that, and that would be the same as elsewhere. What about a case where you have to want bread-like mezonos, possible bekisnen? So the Mishnah Berurah says on that, in the Shaar HaTzion, that this case will never really apply, because once you ate sviya, by those type of things, the halacha is that you bench. You don't say alam michya. The halacha is that you bench. When you eat possible bekisnen, the amount which is considered a meal, so even though normally you say mezonos and alam michya, once you're eating the amount which would be a meal, the person would actually bench instead of saying alam michya. Now, so this case would never really play out. Once it's shir sviya, so the issue is not alam michya anymore. However, that's not 100% accurate. There is a case where that would be, it still would be possible, because the halacha is in a case where a person was saveya, but it wasn't an amount which people normally would make a meal. It wasn't a shir kviyas suda. So possible bekistin, if a person eats a shir kviyas suda, he's supposed to bench. Possible bekistin, where he eats less than a shir kviyas suda, but he happens to be saveya. He's not a very hungry person. He ate something not so long ago, etc. So in that situation, he has a chiyuv deraisa to bench, because it's sviya, but the halacha is you only say alam michya. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Simen Kuf Samaches grapples with how can we understand that. It's we're saying that when you eat Pasul B'Kistin in a way that it's Sviya, really it's now considered like bread. And you have to bench. On the other hand, we're only saying Ala Michya. So this lends support to the many opinions which hold that the Mita Raisa, a person can be Yotzu, the Chiyav of benching, with just saying Ala Michya, with only saying only one bracha, bracha Achas Ben Gimel, instead of saying three separate brachas like we do in benching. The rules and parameters of that are what to discuss, but this would be a support to that shita, and that's what explains this shita. Tosis, by the way, holds not like that, but the Rosh holds yes like that. So this is already a discussion in the Mishnayim, and then in the Poskim, whether that would be so. Now, it doesn't mean a person should do that. In any case of a Suffolk Bruch is a Muslim, a person benches. He doesn't say, well, to Suffolk, I might as well just say one bracha rather than saying three brachas me Suffolk. That's not so. That's very clear in the case of a Suffolk by benching. A person says the full benching, not just one bracha. And vice versa, a person cannot use benching to cover for brachas me Gimel. So the applications of that, you have to be careful how you apply this concept. Okay, so that is the point that the Chayyim is adding, that this issue of brachas me Gimel in the case of Suffolk, when there's Sevilla, a person has to be careful to come to a solution of how he will be able to be yotze this bracha. Now, the next point of the Chayyim will leave for the next Shir, Bezuz Hashem, the idea of having somebody be mitzi you. And that's going to, we'll clarify that point. And meanwhile, have a good day.